The developer behind the Trail East project made headlines last week when it revealed a few more details about who might occupy the upper floors of Uptown Normal's newest building. Bush Construction says it's saving space for a new Illinois State University startup incubator, but ISU's Associate Vice President for Research and Graduate Studies, John Bauer, says no decisions have been made about the location. Bauer tells GLT's Ryan Denham about ISU's vision for the technology-focused incubator and how it fits into other economic development efforts in Bloomington.
Facility that can essentially help develop faculty, students, members of the public, ideas. So if they have a sort of an innovative concept or innovative product or something like that that they'd like to develop into a business or test the viability as a business, it's essentially a way to bring technologies to the private sector and develop them potentially into small businesses or develop the technology so that they can be commercialized in some way.
So what would be sort of the bread and butter services that the incubator would offer?
So typically incubators would offer, first of all, physical locations, so a location where people can develop their product or their technology or their business. So it gives them basically a mailing location and some clerical support. But what a university-based incubator often does is also provide a lot of programming, a lot of development on how you prepare a business, do a business plan. We've talked with some of our potential partners about providing information about tax, information about city codes and all that kind of stuff that businesses starting off, or especially like student-based businesses starting off, would maybe not have access to as much as a more established business would. One of the things that we would like to do with the incubator is also engage some of the local school districts. Unit 5 especially has a very active innovative entrepreneurs program. The Center for Mathematics, Science, and Technology at ISU has a Celebrating High School Innovators competition, or it might be Celebrating High School Entrepreneurs, actually. But I think one of the key things that we could do at ISU as a kind of a historically education-focused institution is to incorporate some K-12 opportunities. Maybe it's through education, maybe it's through, engaging some of the more accomplished high school innovators as tenants. Perhaps, even commit some of them to come to ISU instead of heading out to Iowa or Indiana for school.
And who are some of the community partners that you'll be working with? Economic Development Council, BN Advantage, what are the kind of the other pieces of this thing?
Probably a year and a half we've been meeting occasionally with our partners, which would be Economic Development Council, EDC, Small Business Development Center.
Oh, the one at Illinois Wesleyan?
Yes.
SBDC?
Okay. Yes. We've also included Heartland Community College because they're interested in the workforce development component and also the entrepreneurship aspect of it. We've been talking with the Town of Normal, Chamber of Commerce, and also internal partners, including the Mean Center and the College of Business and the Center for Mathematics, Science, and Technology. So trying to cast a wide net, potential community partners. And there seems to be a lot of interest in the idea, so we're hopeful it will be getting off the ground eventually.
Yeah, I was wondering where it would kind of fit in organizationally at Illinois State University, if it would be part of the Mean Center for Entrepreneurial Studies or part of the College of Business. But would it be off on its own, or what's sort of the vision there?
So the concept we have right now is that it would report more broadly than just the College of Business. So we visited several other incubators, and we were often told that you need to make the incubator broader than just the College of Business. College of Business, of course, would be a major component and contributor, but we expect clients and students and faculty from all over the university to be clients and participate. So it's not just a College of Business thing. It's a more university-wide thing.
That's John Bauer, Associate Vice President for Research and Graduate Studies at Illinois State University. He and others on campus and in the community are working on creation of a new startup incubator. I'm Ryan Denham.
Confirmed Trail East tenants include Farnsworth Group, AFNI, and the R Marketplace Food Hall. If the ISU incubator does move in, it'll share the fourth floor with a mystery multinational technology company that Bush Construction has yet to disclose.